You're listening to SBS News.
AIMS, formerly known as the Adult Multicultural Education Service, says there's a lack of understanding by the Australian population of the contributions made by refugees and migrants to their adopted homeland. One area of success for migrants and refugees is in small business, with data released by CGU Insurance last year showing migrant small businesses are likely to create 200,000 new jobs over the next 5 to 10 years. AIMS spokesman Laurie Knoll has told SBS debates over the pros and cons of migration are not new.
These debates wax and wane, and often they're influenced by things that are happening internationally. People are talking about this sort of rise of nationalism and a reaction to globalisation and so on. But I think most people, when they meet a migrant or a refugee, come to the realisation that they're just like the rest of us. They're human beings, their blood is red, and they have hopes and dreams for their children.
The service hopes its publication, Refugee Stories, in their own words, will help start a conversation about how refugees and migrants have helped to positively shape Australia, many in the area of small business. The CGU report says a third of small businesses in Australia are run by migrants, even though 83% of business owners have never run a business before. Migrant business owners are also more successful than their Australian-born counterparts, earning 53% more revenue than non-migrant-run businesses. The Migration Council of Australia predicts that migrant business owners alone are set to contribute $1.6 trillion to the Australian economy by 2050, with 1.4 million people in Australia currently working for a migrant employer. Carla Wilshire, the Chief Executive of the Migration Council, says the economic benefits of migration aren't always obvious.
I think one of the difficulties is that the contribution that migration makes is in some ways quite abstract. It has a number of different roles in terms of really critical levers in terms of the economy, but that's sometimes a very abstract concept. And one of the things we have to do is remind ourselves that we're talking about people who are coming to Australia to make a lifelong contribution, and not only their life, but their children's life and grandchildren's life. This is a multi-generational commitment people make.
One of those featured in the book by AIMS is Najaf Mazari, a Hazara from Afghanistan. Mr. Mazari learnt the art of rug making and repairing at the age of 12. He arrived in Australia in 2001 as an asylum seeker, fleeing persecution by the Taliban. 18 years later, he's established himself in the Australian community, running a successful rug import and repair business. He says there are many migrants and refugees with skills to offer if given the chance.
Have to show the Australian people we not come here to just use unemployment money, and we want to share our tax as well with the Australian did. When I come in 2002, I start my business with no language, with no money in my hand, but at least I have a skill, and I use my skill here in Australia. I have a repairing skill, and that's why I make it a little bit more easier for me to give me more hope to build my business.
Since World War I, around 8 million migrants have settled in Australia, including almost 1 million refugees. Among English-speaking countries, Australia has the highest percentage of people born overseas at around 26%, compared with New Zealand at 23%, Canada with 22%, the US on 14%, and the UK at 13%. Chris Pavlidis is the CEO of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria. She says it's in everyone's interest to remember that migration has always occurred throughout human history, and helping migrants integrate is to everyone's benefit.
We all have a sense of responsibility, I think, in welcoming people and integrating people, because it's in everyone's interest for successful integration and settlement of any category of migrant. So have we forgotten it? I would say overall, yes, we have. But it is incumbent upon us to continue to remind people of what we have in common, and stop focusing necessarily only and exclusively and in a detrimental way to our differences.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.